Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the games after they get punched in the face.
Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston. And so, you know, we've done this show, the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston, has existed for 3 weeks. And so show three, Lawton Teston has missed two of the three. So, yeah, he must have a pretty good contract. One that I don't have. Sitting in is Dominique Clinch with me for today. And so, you know, we want to talk. High school football keeps creeping up. Day by day, we get a little closer. Bullock Academy Gators, I'm high on these guys. I think Bullock's going to have a really good year. So I want to talk a little bit about their schedule. We'll delve into Colquitt too, and then, you know, Kirby Smart is going to make a lot of money coaching at the University of Georgia.
A lot of money. It's extremely a lot.
So with Bullock, let's see. I've got them. They'll open at home against Tift Area. So that's a pretty good game, you know, to – get out the gate with. Tift Area is a pretty good school. Bullock will be in Statesboro against Tift Area, and then the 26th they'll go on the road to Augusta Christian, and then on the 9th they play three straight road games: Augusta Christian, Trinity Christian, and Augusta Prep. 8/26, 9/9, and 9/16 are the dates respectively. They return home against a GHSA school in Savannah, which is a AAA school. And look, I've got this game circled. Why in the world are you circling a game that's got Savannah in it, right? Like, I hear you. But I've got this game circled. Like, I know that traditionally over the last many years, Savannah has not been that talented or that competitive. But they are a AAA GHSA school. And Bullock Academy is not. They're a GISA, you know, AAA GISA school. I think this game's close. I think it's close. I like Bullock Academy in this football game, but I think it's a really fun, interesting game. If you have a free night and you're around the Statesboro area, go watch this game. I think it'll be a good game to watch.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of GHSA schools, they look past Georgia independent schools, like schools, whatever. But I see Bullock pulling it out. Bullock was a pretty decent team last year. They're returning the bulk of the team this year, so I can see them really. It's going to be a good game, but I think Bullock by maybe 10 or 14.
I don't even think it's that much.
You don't?
No, I think it's a touchdown or less they win this game.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And then they get the bye week. They come back on October 7th. Again, they're at home, Briarwood Academy. Then they go back to the road against Thomas Jefferson, and then the hated Frederica Knights come to town in Statesboro. That'll be a good game. Brandon Derrick, of course, will have his group ready to play.
Yeah.
They'll go back on the road to St. Andrews. And then
they're young, but they're fierce. Frederica Academy.
So
a lot of people think with this schedule that they have, being with the young guys, they have it's going to take a licking. And I think some games, it might take a licking, but in the next year or two, be on the lookout for Frederica.
Well, we'll talk about Frederica another day, but what I will tell you is I think they've got an 11-game schedule. I think they win 4 to 5 games, and then they get in the playoffs and make a run.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. And then Bullock Academy on the road at St. Andrews, and then they'll finish at home with region rival Pinewood, who has dominated that region as of late.
And that's another potential Final Four game.
Yeah.
Or Elite Eight. I see those two being at the end. And who's going to play John Millage? That's just the question in GISA. Who's going to play John Millage?
And it's funny how you phrase it. Who's going to play John Millage? Not who's going to beat John Millage.
Who's
going to play him?
Yes. So it's going to be interesting. But I feel like out of that region, I think Pinewood's going to probably play them again this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got Bullock Academy beating Tift Area. That's 1-0. I've got them beating Augusta Christian 2-0, Trinity Christian 3-0, Augusta Prep 4-0, Savannah 5-0, Briarwood Academy 6-0, Thomas Jefferson 7-0. I've got them beating Frederica at home 8-0, 9-0 at St. Andrews, and the only game they drop is to Pinewood at the end, which costs them a region championship.
Don't be surprised though the Frederica game, because listen, Brandon Derrick is living rent free in Bullock Academy's head. Trust me. When Frederica played Bullock at St. Simon's, it was 19 kids. 40 kids came off the bus at Bullock. It's going to be a long game for Frederica. And ended up, Frederica coming out the victors. So for some reason, these past 2 years, Frederica's been living rent-free in Bullock's head. So that could be a trap game.
I have had conversations with Bullock Academy fans from around the Statesboro area, and believe me, when I say that, they call this, that Bullock Frederica, they call that week hate week.
Yeah.
That term is not used loosely. There is no love lost.
None.
At least between the fan bases.
Yeah.
They do not like each other.
Yeah, so.
I've got them 9-1. I think they'll lose to Pinewood. It'll cost them a region championship. And, then they get in the playoffs, and you're right, I guess when I look at that thing, who's going to play John Millage? Pinewood or Bullock?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with this. Pinewood or Bullock? I guess Pinewood, because I like them a little better than Bullock. I mean, I'm picking Bullock to go 9-1 with their only loss to Pinewood.
Yeah, but Pinewood is going to have questions at the quarterback, because they're losing their start, they're all everything
mm-hmm.
player last year. So we're going to see who's going to step up to the plate quarterback. That's a key role for Pinewood, being that the offense they run. They might change up things, or they might just keep the same offensive scheme. If they keep the same offensive scheme, you got to just make sure they can hold them to the ball. So that's vital. If they have good quarterback play, then I think Pinewood will beat them. If not, I think Bullock can go possibly undefeated.
Well, in my opinion, if that game, the winner of Pinewood and Bullock, is going to tell me which of those two teams is going to go play John Millage. Because I think that's, in my opinion, in the GISA, that's what it boils down to, is Pinewood or Bullock versus John Millage. And eventually, as good as John Millage is, somebody's going to find a way.
Somebody's going to find a way, or they're going to move up.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. On the 12th of August, the MCA Buccaneers will host a jamboree at the Ship in Darien. Three teams will take part in that jamboree: the aforementioned MCA Buccaneers, the Long County Blue Tide, and the Brunswick High Pirates. Also on August the 12th, the Statesboro Blue Devils will head over to Candler County to take on the Metter Tigers in a scrimmage in the jungle. Everything is better in Metter, right? The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain, We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Jason Bishop Show, sitting with me, Dominic Clinch. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so, you know, we told you Bullock Academy, I'm going 9-1, maybe 10-0 if they can get by Pinewood. And then I look at the Colquitt County Packers. I have said all along, right? I've said at least now for 3 days that Colquitt's the team to beat in Region 1 and 7A. I stand by that. I'm actually joking. I've said it for months. But I feel like Colquitt is the team to beat in that region. That region is tough. It's Colquitt, it's Lowndes, it's Valdosta, it's Camden, and it's Richmond Hill. It's not an easy region.
Pick your poison every week when it comes to region.
You know, the funny thing with Richmond Hill is I look at them, and if they were in the region that existed for them last year, they would I think they would be no less than a 3 seed, probably the 2 seed in that region.
Yeah.
And in this region, they may be the team on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how good Region 1, 7A is. So Colquitt's going to open. They're going to travel all the way down to the Miami area, Fort Walton, play Deerfield Beach. They're going to play that game on a Saturday. They'll come back home, Norman Park, and they'll get Stockbridge. The week after that, they're home against Tift. Circle this game coming up. At Lee County, September the 9th. Colquitt at Lee County.
That's going to be a tough game.
There are about 10 places in the state of Georgia that I tell people it doesn't matter how good you are versus how good that school is that you're going to play. Mm-hmm. There's about 10 places in the state of Georgia that is hard to win.
Very hard. And Lee County is one of them.
Yes, one of them. So that's going to be tough. And then they're going to be at home against Cedar Grove. They'll be at home against Lincoln. They'll be at home against Camden, at home against Lowndes, and then they go to Valdosta and they go to Richmond Hill to close out their season. Camden, Lowndes, Valdosta, Richmond Hill, the region part of their schedule.
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule. Deerfield Beach, Stockbridge, Tift, Lee, Cedar Grove, Lincoln, Camden, Lowndes, Valdosta, and Richmond Hill. They've got 6 home games, 4 away. All right, so let me run through this. Colquitt, going to Deerfield Beach, I'm going to give them a nail. I got to find places to give them losses. I mean, that's the bottom line here. I'm trying to find losses for the Packers.
And that first game, you know, you got to handle speed. When you go down to South Florida, it's nothing but speed. So it's like, would they come ready to play, or would a speed overtake and just,
yeah,
you know, destroy the South Florida team?
I don't think they're going to destroy Colquitt, but that'll be a close game. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a close game, but not destroy. But.
And so this game, I'm a little surprised to see on the schedule with Colquitt is Stockbridge. You want to talk about blowouts? I don't think Stockbridge can play with Colquitt.
No, I don't think so either.
And Stockbridge, you know, Colquitt 7A. I'm gonna look up here in a minute when we go to break and see exactly what classification Stockbridge is. But I'm thinking it's either 4A or 5A.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
It's that game is like a game in college, one of those money games.
Money game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see.
And then they'll play former region foe in Tift, and Tift played them tough last year.
Yeah.
Tift played them tough. I like them to beat Stockbridge. I like them to beat Tift. So right now I got them at 2-1 after the first three games of the season, and then that game at Lee.
But going back to Tift, I don't know why, but it seems like the past few years, Tift is always like missing something. They've been like on the verge to being a pretty decent team, but it's always something they're missing.
And they've got a new regime down there, so. You know, we'll see if they figure it out. And I think one thing that helps them is getting away from Camden and Colquitt and Lowndes and you know, dropping down a classification. And, you know, I think it's one of those, if you remember years ago, I don't know why this popped into my brain, but years ago, Brunswick High got stuck in what was then 6A, which was the highest classification, and they were there with Coffee and Camden, Lowndes, Valdosta, and Colquitt.
Yeah.
So, you know, which one of these doesn't belong?
Yeah.
Well, it was Brunswick. And Brunswick got beat solidly every region game. And it wasn't because Brunswick was a bad football team. It was just because those teams were so much better. And I feel like with Tift, that's been their scenario for the last, you know, 4-8 years.
Yeah.
And they've been stuck in that region, and now they get away from it, and I think that you'll see that Tift is a pretty decent football team.
Yeah, so we'll see if they can end up being a bride instead of a bridesmaid.
Right, yeah. So. And then the league game, you know, I've got Colquitt at 2-1. The league game, again, I'm trying to find places that Colquitt might drop a game, so I'm going to circle this one and say this is going to be Lee County. Like we said, it's one of those places that when you – there are certain places in the state, it's hard to win. Yeah. Lee County's one of them.
I might clear my schedule and take that trip to Leesburg.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's okay. Going to be an extremely good game. So
I'll take them to drop that game.
Yeah, close game.
Oh, yeah, close for game. Sure. If Colquitt blows out Lee – I will go ahead and just say that they're a team beating 7A.
Yeah.
I'll just do that. And, you know, I know the Atlanta schools won't like to hear that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Cedar Grove, I'd like them to win that game. You're not so sold.
Yeah, I'm not. Again, with those Atlanta schools, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
They come with different teams every year, it seems like. Just like Stockbridge. Stockbridge might be on the low part of the, you know, a totem pole. The next thing you know, they got a couple, 3, 4, 5 stars in there. And you're like, where did they all come from?
Yeah.
It's musical chairs when it comes to Atlanta and schools.
I hear you. Then they will play Lincoln from Tallahassee.
More speed.
They play this game at home. So despite the fact that I'm looking for losses, I'm going to give them a W in this game.
Yeah.
I'll take Colquitt to beat Lincoln in Norman Park.
Yeah.
Again, you're talking about those places that are tough to win.
Yeah.
Well, the Hog Pen's one of them.
Yeah. So.
And then they'll host Camden. They'll host Lowndes. I like them to win both of those games, both of those region games, being at home.
Do you think Camden is a year away, maybe a couple years away from being what we remember Camden to be, or you just think they're going to be in the middle of the pack?
Man, that's a tough question to ask the guy that calls the game on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Putting me on the spot. so this is what I think. I think that last year, you know, the season didn't really go as according the way most folks wanted it. I think they're going to be better this year. do I think that they're on par with Colquitt and Lowndes and Valdosta? Not consistently, not yet. Do I think that they can play with those teams for sure? Matter of fact, I wrote an article a couple days ago on SouthernSportsEdition.com where I'm picking Camden to finish in that region with the number two seed.
Yeah,
I think by the time they get to region play, where they are now, where they're going to be with Jeff Heron as their coach, I think they'll be okay. And you know, from we're going to find out a lot. We're going to find out a lot.
Do you agree that the coach from previous years was that a roadblock to Camden's growth? Did it stunt their growth? Because they were rolling in a sense, and then when Coach Heron decided to step away, and they brought the coach from North Gwinnett in. Do you think that?
Well, there was also a coach in between, Coach Wilton Coffey, who's now the athletic director. Yeah. And there were a lot of those last couple of years under Welton. There were some lean times before Spire came on, which is why Spire had to come on. Was it a roadblock? I don't know, because Spire played a different brand of football.
Yeah.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th. Everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale August 1st through the 5th, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
So Kirby Smart is even more of a millionaire than he was before. So he's going to get paid $112.5 million over the next 10 years. That's a lot of Zaxby's.
That's a lot of Zaxby's. That's a lot. Yeah. Whew. Just thinking about that, you know.
10 years, $10.25 million a year, which, you know, eclipses what, I think that eclipses what Saban's making over at Alabama.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest with you, by the way, this is Jason Bishop Show with Lon Teston, who's not here sitting in with me, is Dominic Clinch. The Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. And if it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Right now, that comes in handy.
Yes.
Check us out online, parkersga.com. All right, so Kirby Smart's going to make a lot of money. You know, there were some folks that were saying that that Kirby had the extension. The University of Georgia said that they had an extension on Kirby's desk back in early June. And he's just now signing here late July, the extension. So there were some media members, especially up in Athens, that were speculating. And don't forget, Matt Luke just completely stepped away. Said, I just cannot deal with coaching in this era with recruiting in NIL. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, no.
And there were some folks in the media, especially up in the Athens area, that were speculating that Kirby might not sign the extension. And might just say, got our national championship. When my contract ends, I'll sail off in the sunset somewhere.
Yeah.
Obviously, that did not happen. There was $112 million staring him in the face.
And you can't turn that down.
That's hard, isn't it?
It's hard to turn it down.
Coming from experience, from you, right?
It's hard to turn it down. I mean, so eventually, you're going to have to sign it. You need to play a little hardball, make him sweat a little bit. But if you decide to walk off in the sunset, then where do you go from, you know, Georgia? Like, who can fill his shoes? Because for a minute, I thought it was a curse. I thought it was a Georgia curse. Because it was a few years where I thought they should be in the picture. They should win the national championship. All right, go back to Matt Stafford. No, Sean Moreno, that team. Mm-hmm. That was a good team. 2012, they had the national championship in the grass. Chris Conley didn't catch any balls in the SEC championship game. And then at the end of the game, he wants to catch the ball and slip.
We could do this all day. I mean, yeah. You could go back to the early 2000s, I forget what year it was, but you know, one of the great Georgia receivers in the history of Georgia, Terrence Edwards, in the Georgia-Florida game, drops a pass that he's wide open and he scores, and if he catches it and he scores, Georgia wins the game. He doesn't, they lose. That's the only loss they have, and it keeps them out of a national championship game.
Yes.
We can do this all day.
We can do it all day, but I said if Georgia get past Alabama in 2012, that was the easiest national championship anybody could have won.
The Notre Dame. Waiting that Notre Dame team had Manti Te'o and Nobody.
So it was an easy road, and it's squandered.
There's also some talk where, you know, Kirby's not also in the news for signing this contract. He's also in the news because he's trying to push to get the Georgia-Florida game moved out of Jacksonville and just do away with the neutral site game at all and just completely and just rotate back and forth between Gainesville and Athens. Kirby, I'm telling you, you know, I know you listen to the show, and I hate that idea.
Yeah.
You know, being a St. Simons Island native, that game going down to Jacksonville is a huge moneymaker for Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida, for both schools.
Yeah.
And both areas depend a lot. Well, not depend, but it's really nice to have that extra money that comes in from that game.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, what it does for the economy of the city of Jacksonville. Greatly helps them. And the pageantry and the prestige of having that game in Jacksonville on a neutral site, you mentioned this earlier to me when we were getting ready for the show, it kind of loses something if you just put it at the stadium.
Yeah, it's just, it'll feel weird.
Yeah.
Being in Athens or being in Gainesville. It's something about Jacksonville, just the magic that has been created over mm-hmm. the past few years in that game. I don't see them going to campus.
But go ahead.
I can see why Kirby would want it on campus. Push for recruiting. Get those big recruits.
That was my next question. I don't understand why, so explain that to me.
It's a big game. So you got Alabama-Auburn. You know, Nick Saban can bring in all the five stars to that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about these big games being on campus. You get these kids in, and you can really see, like, I can see myself playing here. Versus me going to watch Alabama play University of Louisiana Monroe. Like, so,
okay.
Yeah, I had a choice to see Georgia, Florida in Athens. I would do it.
So what you're saying is it takes away a really big game that he could use to impress recruits.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I mean, I can see that. I still don't want it changed.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can see the argument. The game is currently under contract in Jacksonville through 2023. There's an option for it to go through 2025, which I'm pretty sure the city of Jacksonville is going to pick that up if they already have it. So realistically, the game is going to be there through 2025. And there's not going to be any changes until then. So, you know, for the current future, Kirby's just going to have to deal with it being in Jacksonville for, you know, the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And then maybe after that, you know. The thing is, you know, and I've heard Georgia fans make this argument, oh, it's unfair because the game's in Florida and travel. Look, it's 2022. You hop in for Georgia, they hop on a bus, they go to the Atlanta airport. An hour, they hop on a plane, fly 30 minutes to Jacksonville, hop on a bus, and another hour to Gainesville. That's not that huge of a disadvantage, that's not that huge of a disadvantage if they're playing the game in Gainesville, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're playing the game in Jacksonville, so you take that hour off, and it's really just an hour from Athens to Atlanta, and then the rest of the time you're on the plane for 30 minutes.
And I think that's probably the older fans that. Probably, you know, but these young fans, they don't want to be in Gainesville. They want to be in Jacksonville so they can be on the beach here in St. Simons.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy what this place has to offer.
Keep it in Jacksonville.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston, and joining us now from Southeast Georgia Health System, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Bo Sasser. Of course, Dr. Sasser, we're talking about Ozzie Albies. So, got something funny to tell you. So, when Albies fouls the ball off his foot, breaking his foot, it is reported that Charlie Morton was in the dugout telling him to get up.
Nice.
So he fractures his foot. Not a lot of specifics that were given. Allegedly, it's the top part of his foot that he fractured. So tell me exactly what that means.
Well, that's pretty non-specific.
Thanks.
So I can't tell you. Right, exactly. It's all the details you get. So I kind of have to give an educated guess more than anything. You know, we divide the foot up into the back, which is the hind foot, basically where the heel bone and your ankle is, and then the midfoot, middle of the foot, and then the forefoot, which is where the toes basically are. And so it sounds like he had some type of midfoot fracture, which is one of the small bones, or one of the fracture of the metatarsal, which is one of the longer bones as it meets your toes. And those usually can take about 6 weeks to heal.
Now, when he fouls the ball off his foot, he does go down in a heap, all jokes aside. So when you see something like that and he can't put weight on the foot, is that more of an indicator of where the injury is versus being able to walk on it, or does that matter at all?
That doesn't really matter too much. I mean, when you can't put weight on it, it definitely makes you look for a fracture. I mean, that's kind of one. When I see somebody, if you can put a little weight on your ankle, you probably didn't break anything. It could be a bad sprain. The issue with him, especially because he kind of fell down and rotated his foot awkwardly, is the concern for both a fracture and a ligament sprain. Mm-hmm. And your foot's kind of like your hand, in the fact that you got a bunch of little bones in there, and they're all held together by these small ligaments. And so if you have a ligament tear or sprain, that can prolong the rehab and sometimes even require surgery. Luckily for Ozzie, it did not.
So he's a switch hitter. He broke it hitting left-handed as the front foot. Would that affect him at all, trying to hit right-handed? Like, what I'm asking is, if he decided that he wasn't healthy enough to hit left-handed, would he be able to hit right-handed without it affecting him as much hitting left-handed?
Right, and I don't think hitting right-handed would affect him as much, as long as he steps out properly.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the rehab time on something like this, he's getting ready to come back. They're talking about that, you know, they're expecting him back before the end of the month, maybe beginning of August, having for the stretch run. So he was out, you know, roughly 5 to 6 weeks. Is that about right?
That is. You know, what would be kind of to go back on both his hitting, what would be more of a concern for me would be his lateral movement. Going to second base, more than the hitting, because as long as you have the technique there, unless you get kind of a you know, strange pitch or sort of a freak accident, which is what basically occurred this time. Mm-hmm. But what I would be concerned, it was sort of like with Acuna, he was still sort of a half step slow initially, and from his ACL. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that was from strength. Maybe that was even he just didn't feel confident. And so a lot of times with these foot injuries, these ankle injuries, if they don't feel confident, you might see that where he's a half step slow on a lateral move.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show. So that was my next question. I was going to ask, you know, would there be any lingering effects after this injury, him getting back on the field? And so basically you're telling me that the lingering effect could be that half a step slow?
Right, okay. Right. A lot of times with these, when we get these guys, again, a good example is this ACL protocol. I mean, an ACL protocol can be 9 months long, and usually the first 3 months is getting the range of motion back, the next 3 months is getting the strength back. But then when you start doing sport-specific activities more than just jogging, you're doing a lot of lateral work. You're doing a lot of single leg stance. You know, they'll have you on a balance ball or balance board, those kind of things. And those are the same types of techniques that that Ozzy Albies is working with the trainer. Because with these ankle injuries, foot injuries, you want to make sure that you are confident when you put your foot down that it's going to hold you up and stabilize you.
Once that confidence comes back, he should be able to get back to 100%
right
after this, right?
Definitely.
There's not going to be anything holding him back.
No. There shouldn't be any type of residual deficit.
So you were talking about, you know, his lateral movement versus him hitting. The lateral movement would be more of an issue. Obviously that affects his fielding.
Right.
What should we expect there?
Right. And we've seen a couple of issues with Acuna where he's been maybe a half step slow, just hasn't gotten there, and that might be the same issue with Albies, and his issue is, you know, it's in the infield, and so he needs to have that step. He needs to have that half step. So we'll have to see.
If there is a lingering effect where he is a half step slow, how long do you think it would take him before he's just wide open back to 100% before he was, before he got injured?
You know, and again, maybe he needs some reps. Maybe he needs some innings. That might be the issue. So hopefully just a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
3 to 4 weeks is what I would say.
Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years.
high-quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th. Everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale August 1st through the 5th. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Testin, who's absent again on the Bishop Media Sports Network's MMA Dominic Clinch. All right, so, you know, I realized when we were doing show prep that this whole offseason we have not previewed Georgia's schedule. Not only have we not previewed Georgia's schedule, I hadn't even looked at it until... Oh, wow. Yeah, right. The whole offseason, I hadn't even looked at their schedule.
You're just that confident, huh?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just living in ignorance. You know, we won a national championship, done. We'll never play another game again. So I hadn't even looked at their schedule until we started getting ready for the show. And, you know, you were there in the room with me, and I pulled up the schedule, and I was like, oh, they opened with Oregon.
At home.
Yeah. So here's that. They're going to beat Oregon by at least 3 touchdowns. And it doesn't, at that point, it doesn't matter what Oregon does from that point on. They're not getting into the college football playoff.
I think it might be more dependent because just think about the first game home after the national championship game. It's going to be rocking.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be more. Maybe about 4 touchdowns.
Well, I'm saying at least 3. I'm saying the game's not close.
It's not close.
No, it's not close.
It's over at halftime.
Yes. Yeah, it's over at halftime. And
but who do you bring in at quarterback at in the second half?
Carson Beck's officially the backup. See, I'm a Carson Beck guy.
Yeah.
I think Carson Beck is the most talented quarterback on the roster. You can't play him because Stetson Bennett won a national championship. So he's got to be your starter.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carson Beck, I think, is going to fall victim to, you know, he may only get 1 year at Georgia, maybe, depending on, you know, what happens with Gunnar Stockton and Vandegrift behind him. But
he's a different kid, Beck is, because in today's game, after that first year, a kid with his talent would have left.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that's the thing that Georgia fans don't want to see. You know, Stetson Bennett won a national championship, sure. But I don't think Georgia fans really understand how talented Carson Beck is. I really don't think that they understand how good he is.
I seen him play in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is legit.
Yeah.
And so, write this down. This is what I do on this show. I'm telling you right now, Carson Beck, before the end of the year, is the starter at the University of Georgia quarterback. Stetson Bennett gets benched.
Think so?
Oh, I'm telling you right now. I will loan you one of my Sharpies. and you can write it on the wall at your house.
But if I was this and I would have rode into the sunset with the national championship, it's like you're a forever Georgia legend. Just go off. You have nothing else to prove.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he wants to play football, and he understands that there's not much waiting for him at the next level.
Well, I mean, if you want to play more football, you got the USFL. You got the XFL. Take your pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So they're going to open with Oregon at home, and then they'll be at home again the next week against Samford. I'm going to give Georgia a W against Samford.
Yeah, W.
Okay.
It's going to be a hard one, but W.
All right. They'll go to South Carolina. I like them beating the Gamecocks, even though it's in Columbia. They will return home against Kent State. I like them beating Kent State. I got them at 4-0. First four games, 4-0. And then they'll go to Mizzou. I don't know what it is about playing now the last couple of years. I guess it really hadn't mattered because they've blown them out either way. But in years past, when you go to Mizzou, they've struggled.
Yeah.
Maybe that won't be the case. Regardless, even if they struggle, they'll find a way to beat Missouri. Yeah.
And that might be the game that Benny get bitch.
That'd be game five.
Yes.
That's my prediction.
So.
Okay. I like it. Auburn comes to Georgia. You just never know with that game.
Never know this.
You just never know. Auburn's had all sorts of turmoil at quarterback and their head coach and all the craziness that's been going on in that dynamic.
I think they're going to be down this year. You know,
yeah.
Six games, I think.
I'm with you. Yeah. So I'll take Georgia there. They'll stay undefeated, and then they will host Vanderbilt, stay undefeated. They'll beat Florida down in Jacksonville. Florida's not quite back. I've looked at what they did in the recruiting in the second cycle. Not bad, but still a ways off.
I'm not a fan of Richardson.
Okay.
At quarterback. I mean, he's one of those guys when you go to the combine or you go to, when he's not in pads, he looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he always messes it up somehow, some way. He always tries to do too much. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like being a quarterback at Florida, especially that Georgia game, he's going to.
You know, he had a really interesting call where he said that he wanted to no longer be referred to as AR-15. So I've got them undefeated. They'll handle Florida. And yeah, you were talking about Anthony Richardson. He's changed his name or doesn't want to be referred to anymore as AR-15. I don't know this. I'm just going to assume that the reason that he's doing that is motivated by politics, I guess.
We'll see. But I give Florida 7 wins this year. His first year. You don't hear anything about recruiting when it comes to Florida. Like, nobody's really clamoring to be in Gainesville.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Right now, I've said it a million times, I'll say it one more time, the premier school in the state of Florida is the University of Central Florida. That is the premier program in the state. Yes. If you're going to play Florida football, if you're going to play football in the state of Florida, the place to go is Orlando.
Yes. And I can't wrap my brain around how Florida State and Florida and the University of Miami has lost its luster. Like, these kids, the kids in the state of Florida don't want to go there.
Nope.
They're going elsewhere. So it's just like, but with me, like, I'm not a fan of all 5 stars going to one particular school or this particular school.
Uh-huh.
If I was a 5-star, I'm going to Florida State to try to build my own legacy.
You're Arch Manning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Tennessee then comes to Georgia. I like Georgia. Tennessee's close. Tennessee's
a trap game for me. That's a trap game. That's a trap game.
It's at home, though.
It's at home, but let's remember a couple of years.
No, yeah, I remember.
Yes. So that's definitely a trap game. They're riding high. Tennessee come in. This is the game that you just like. they don't play like the Georgia of, you know, our previous weeks.
Georgia goes to Mississippi State. I like them getting that game. You talk about trap games. Georgia to Lexington to play the Wildcats of Kentucky. That game scares me more than any game that's on this schedule, including Oregon. The Kentucky game scares me. And then they'll host Georgia Tech the weekend after. And Jeff Collins, boy, he better have Georgia Tech in position to make a bowl game by that point.
If not, then he's out of there. But the question is for Georgia Tech, who's next? What coach would come in and try to clean up all that mess? Do you start with a upstart coach, or do you try to get a veteran coach that, you know, can maybe right the ship before Georgia Tech completely sinks?
Could Georgia Tech pry Kirby Smart away from Georgia?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Tested on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Or get it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. On the 12th of August, the MCA Buccaneers will host a jamboree at the Ship in Darien. Three teams will take part in that jamboree: the aforementioned MCA Buccaneers, the Long County Blue Tide, and the Brunswick High Pirates. Also on August the 12th, the Statesboro Blue Devils will head over to Candler County to take on the Metter Tigers in a scrimmage in the jungle. Everything is better in Metter, right? The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer: the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th.
everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale, August 1st through the 5th, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.